This is my first Simon play. I'm obviously familiar with his work. How can you not be? He's incredibly prolific and probably the important American comedic writer of the 20th century, right? And this play is just so well written. We have a cast of a couple of local faces, familiar guys, who will be playing Felix and Oscar. So I think that's going to be really exciting for the community as well. It premiered on Broadway in 1965. So as we've been doing our research, we sort of figure it was written current day in 1964, basically. So, and that's been a really interesting conversation as my wife, Amanda, who's doing the costumes for the show, as we've been talking about that in our preliminary conversations, the contrast between 1964 and even, you know, 1968 is really different. I mean, it was such a change in style and fashion, particularly. So that's a challenge, you know, just trying to find some of those vintage pieces. And but I think it's going to be beautiful. And and we got a really, really gorgeous set that looks like your, you know, pre-war 1930s Upper West Side apartment building. It's gonna be a really pretty show, in addition to being a really funny one. So I'm excited about that. Simon really tapped into something with this play, something that we can all identify with. I mean, that shows its longevity, right? That proves its longevity.
Bad roommates or whatever.
Yeah, bad roommates. And for lack of a better word, like hashtag frenemies, right? Like, these guys love each other, but they also, like, can't stand each other at times. And so I think we all have that. We all have those moments and those people in our lives who have been our friends for decades. And sometimes we don't even understand why they're still our friends anymore. But there's something that you can't shake about that person. And that's really Felix and Oscar. And it's going to be really fun to explore that.
I'm WFIR's Gene Moreno. The Odd Couple debuts tonight at Mill Mountain Theater. Jeffrey McCullion was last seen on stage here in On Golden Pond. He's Felix in this production of The Odd Couple.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of him in me. And if you ask my wife, she would tell you it's typecasting, which I don't go that far, but yes.
What do you like about this? First of all, have you played The Odd Couple before?
I did. I did it about 10, 12 years ago, I guess. So it's been a while. I mean, it's just a real thrill to get to do it again, to get to do it once, but to come back to it. And It's a better time in life now. I'm older, just more suited to it this time around.
More Felix at this point?
Yeah.
What's special about the interplay between your character and the Oscar character?
It's always shifting. There's moments that everything seem like they're good, but then like that, because Felix is, to say the least, he's thin-skinned. And it doesn't take much to be seen as an insult or a slight, and he's always hurt, and then he's fine, and then he's not, and... He's very high-strung. Oscar's rather laid back, and so that's going to butt heads. Sometimes it makes a nice balance, but other times it just gets to be too much on the opposite end of things, and confrontations and so forth come up.
Actor Todd Gwill is Oscar in The Odd Couple, the sloppy sports writer who takes Felix in after his wife throws him out.
I really enjoyed the dynamic. I mean, it is, in fact, the odd couple. They are polar opposites, so that is incredibly fun to play. I also really like, you know, there's this, I think, a stereotype associated with Oscar, that he's this big, ebullient blowhard. And what we've discovered in this process is that there's a lot of tenderness to Oscar. And he really is caring of his best friend. It's very interesting to see exactly how someone like Oscar and someone like Felix could even be best friends to begin with. So it's been a lot of fun exploring how that relationship has developed and evolved.